to the Rooted Honey Conjure Casting. I am Afia Asaze Bertuo. I am a mother, newly formed from the exiting of two precious souls through me into this realm. I am an artist. A daughter. A woman. A child. Messy. Divine. Reclusive, bold, open, bejeweled with spears, shedding fears, shedding skin, raw, cultivated, cultured, savage, passioned, tempered, a temptress for creational energy, seething, juicy, electric, magnetic in you. These last few months have been incredible. One thing that I am learning to admit with grace and understand of myself is that even when my mind, my intellect desires for something easy, my soul does not. I like the pressure. Beauty that dwells in small spaces. I'm called to action, like the coal, called to form to diamond. So many layers have been peeling back. I'm understanding more that a woman cultivating the power of her own soul becomes just that, powerful. Truly an intensified entity. When we say hoodoo, when we say the words root work, do we really allow ourselves to imagine, feel, and become that root, those roots? What is it like to be pushed into the black soil and sprout simultaneously? To be a foundation for life creational energy to manifest upon and within. I think now of when a root is pulled from the ground or the pot. It's so dusted with menstruum, the menstruum of the earth. Moist minerals. It doesn't matter whether it's spicy, sweet. What does it mean to get rooted? To be rooted? The most immediate antidote to any blockage is the acceptance that the only true person that can root you is yourself. I have flailed around, arms outstretched, spun counterclockwise, afraid, aware and unaware, coming and going. And inevitably, we're born from the rhythm of that spiraling. To dote upon something, giving it attention, applying a certain pressure or hand upon to stroke. A sway in one direction on the metronome. The antidote of balancing a sway the other side. We're constantly coming and going. Our perception is the portal. Within my bloodline, I have seen what happens to women who refuse their power or have no guidance. presumed insanity of choosing to dwell in a space not often visited by others, or rather acknowledged by their journey. My ancestors share with me visions of the Inconum, the victory of a woman in balance. And that it is that swaying. It is the discovery of the rhythm through the experience that brings that beauty to form. The sharing is not an abstraction. It doesn't permit falsities. I'm speaking word to power from experience. The parable in its prose is a more accurate description of the reality and truth we all invest in. Hoodoo Indu is a parable. It is a proverb, because that is the way the ancestresses speak. If you think about the names of certain plants, most commonly Hijon. If you think about five-finger grass, bloodroot, devil's shoestring, so-called folk names, but really ancestral language. Symbols, images, the pathways to language. The mastery of that is our ancestrally inherited lingo. Jive. Etymology, diction, prose. A formula and a recipe, when combined, create a specific result. But the activation within these forms, these prescriptions, comes from the perception. It's beyond intention. Perception is what activates your blood magic. It's how you can take a rag run water over it, dip it in the river, and place it upon a dry rock to call forth rain. How a yam planted, spoked, welcomes prosperity. How the branches of a tree, when bound together, can cleanse and consecrate a space. There's power in cleaning the dirt and sweeping the root. There's divination tools there. So several months ago, it was required of me to make some very drastic life changes. To leave a relationship that I felt, or rather, desired to be the relationship of my life, with the person that I would mature and grow into and through life with. I couldn't stay. It wasn't healthy. I needed to escape, to rearrange, and I couldn't wait for anyone to structure the situation for me. So I gathered my children and took a bus to my hometown to stay with family, to return to my Matra clan and rebuild. And although I had to do this, and I put my big girl panties on, I was not fully prepared for the transformation in a way where it would be the tincture for me arriving more fully in myself. I immediately got really busy when I got here, and I was spinning out of control. Twisted me like a top. If you're an 80s baby, you will remember that you could go to the corner store or the poppy store and buy a spinning top. It would come with string and a bag. It would be different colors. It would and have like a metal tip. And you would wrap the string around it, or you would use your hand to twist it onto the concrete, and whoever had the widest girth of spin would win the game or would have the most cool points. You know, in the 80s in Philly or New York, East Coast, that was just some shit you did if you, you know, was a youth. And there are many things like this that we do, that we gravitate towards. And we might not consciously be aware of the magic that we are weaving, although our ancestors are Nananom and Samanfo, our honorable ancestresses and ancestors, are sometimes the context of the things that we do in our life doesn't reveal itself until later. And if you're anything like me, when it comes to being incredibly impatient, that shit can drive you bonkers. Wanting to figure it all out right away, wanting to know, you know, having an awareness and a gnosis of what's afoot, but wanting things to manifest and actualize in a timeline convenient to your own egoic schedule. It don't always happen like that, and it's not supposed to. And that's a lot of the things I've been accepting, grounding in. The seasons and cycles, although have their own point of reference and their own time, the span of that time will change based upon your own perception or what you allow your perception to shade in your view of what you can perceive as being real. So, am I spinning out of control, breaking down the tower, the tarot, everything breaking down around me, the home that I built, the space that I work to create for my children, being a mother that homeschools, my altar tools, my ritual tools, a lot of that shit I had to leave. I couldn't take it with me. And I was placed in a space where I was not in control immediately, where I had to allow and find a way to magnetize and connect to the subtlety of influence in my space and for my children in their space as well, to facilitate harmony. And I'm still working to find that balance. But the wisdom that is coming from the pain and the shedding of skin and the acknowledgement of the power of the choices that I have made and allowed and why, all those things I've revealed. When I listen to the quiet, when I embrace the darkness, when I immerse myself in the earth. In a lot of initiations, this is actually a very common ritual practice where the one who is going through the trial, the rites of passage, that is shifting on the Perakh Nut in a specific season, being buried within the earth is a part of that process. And as you reemerge from the initiatory process, you are ensconced in a vibration of the new cycle with the accumulation of the wisdom of where you have been and an alignment to go smoothly on the journey to your destination. There's a lot of conversation about spiritual bathing in the water, which is very important, and I'm glad that that's becoming a much more common thing, a mainstream thing, if you will. But spiritual cleansing and purification is a process. All of these things within our culture, within Hindu, they're about the process. The arrival and exiting, the centering and grounding. Spiritual bathing through water is a very important option in that process to cleanse and purify. Spiritual bathing, returning, immersing oneself in the earth, in the dirt, in the soil is another. Spiritual bathing, the process of being spiritually cleansed through the wind, through intensity of movement, is another. The spiritual process, this initiatory spiritual process of having things burned away through fire, being purified by fire, is another in the process. You know that song, I Shall Proceed. I don't even remember the other part, but I shall proceed. Dun, 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 dun. That's what that shit's about. I gotta look that up on YouTube so I can find it. But it's the process, how we move forward, how we move, how we embody life force energy, which is movement. So I've been going through trials by fire, things being burned away, facing anger, being enraged, burning up inside. This is manifested negatively as well. I'm on the journey. I'm not completely balanced in that sense. So I've been smoking, engaging in ritual smoking of herbs, tobacco, plants, you know, some of which at one point I did not agree with completely, and some points in which I did. But I'm learning that it's more about an awareness of what my processes are, positive and negative, in my experience, and not so much holding a standard of what's right or wrong. And I say that because through the purification process, no matter where one is, one will arrive at a space of harmony when one seeks to perceive and understand the perception behind the choices and actions we make. So I'm not saying I'm for or against anything, but an awareness to the process, and therefore allowing oneself to proceed with harmonious action to the result and goal of what one desires and seeks, and one's purpose, one's destiny. So the fire has been really a beautiful remembrance and recollection. During this period, I also returned to fire divination, connecting with the fire as a form of Adabisa service that I'm offering to my clients and seeing what is held there. And it is truly amazing to be shown and given sight to look into a flame and discern not only an energy, but for literal forms to manifest, to perceive literal forms that pertain to self or another, specifically with, you know, offering this as a service within community and for business, you know, as part of the arsenal of tools that I offer. You know, I have been experiencing, and have experienced, like many people do, I'm trying to remember the correct phrase, but it's like, you know, feeling like you're an imposter, even when you know something. But when you have been, or you allow another's perception of what you can do based upon an ingrained insecurity or an acceptance of a lack of worth or value over what your power is, for whatever reason, whether it be childhood trauma, the shit we absorb through constant communicatory advertisements and visual skill warfare and just communication about what reality is. Some of that toxic residue inputs doubt. So being someone that has navigated an awareness of shit that is just magical, that's just fucking purely African, and being looked at like you're crazy or you're off, you know, on this journey, that has bled into my own perception. And I'm seeing how when I am allowing and choosing and sometimes being forced to have to trust what I have been bestowed, the lineage, the cultural lineage, I'm just grateful. And fire has been something that has been a very, very beautiful, powerful, fierce entity to observe in its manifestation within me and in my life on all of its spectrums, positive and negative, rage, anger, healing, observance, purifying, cleansing, life-giving. Our experiential journey with our environment, with nature, with our reality, with our surroundings, is what brings rise to how we utilize our tools. It's what is in actuality our medicine. It's through the direct experience. That's basically the current that runs through so deeply within the context of hoodoo. It's having the ability to experience deity, ancestral power, blood power, moja, the tumi, and then how to apply it through trial and error, through divine guidance. So, I guess I'll keep this one a little short, and I'll stop here. But I wanted to share, was told to share, felt guided to share, because I'm sharing with you, whoever's listening, wherever you are, in time or space when you receive this, but also with myself, wherever I am, all the places I am, in time and space, as I perceive this. This is part of my medicine. What comes through and releasing it out like a pheromone or a fragrance. An oscillation. Something that feels real and true for me and power in the moment. May I offer you beauty. May it offer you a beginning. May it offer you medicine and remedy.